In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This evening, as we celebrate the Annunciation to the Most Blessed Mother of God, we have heard three readings from the Old Testament that speak to this great feast. In the first reading, we hear the story of Jacob's ladder, upon which he saw the angels ascending and descending onto the earth, and the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the glory and the power that he would see and experience. We, as Orthodox Christians, understand that the ladder upon which Jacob saw is the Virgin Mary. She is the ladder from us to the Lord. She is that which allows us to climb the rungs to get close to the Lord who looks down from heaven to us. She is our gateway. Likewise, the second reading speaks about the temple of the Lord, Solomon's temple, the great temple. In it, we hear about the north gate, the gate that only the Lord himself shall enter, and no other man may enter in through that gate. This speaks to the virginity of the Virgin Mary. For though she gives birth, still she is virgin, and her gates remain closed. Only the Lord may enter her womb and exit her womb. The final reading, we speak of wisdom. And this speaks more to the character of the Virgin Mary. For we see in the icon of the Annunciation her simplicity and her desire to learn more. For as we will hear in the gospel passage tomorrow, she will ask the angel Gabriel, "How is it possible that I shall have a son since I have not known a man?" In the passage we hear, "Reprove a wise man and he will love you. Teach a wise man and he will be wiser still." Many times for us, if somebody tries to correct us or tell us that we are wrong and try to give us deeper understanding, as it says, we will hate them. But if we possess wisdom, we will seek after more wisdom. We will thank people for trying to teach us and to bring us closer to Christ. For wisdom is not just the bride that is spoken of in the wisdom of Solomon, but is Jesus Christ himself. We should seek after all three of these elements when we remember this great and holy feast. We must not forget that the Virgin Mary, by giving birth to Christ, will be our ladder unto salvation. We must not forget that she is the only gate to him. And we must never forget true wisdom, which is taphinophrosynis, humility. This is the beginning of wisdom. Tomorrow we will speak of the greatness of this moment. The crowning of our salvation is what the apolitikion of today's feast says. And indeed it is. For today is the first step of our salvation, when our Lord Jesus Christ comes not as an ambassador, not as an angel, but as the Lord himself in the form, the similitude of man. He is going to be born a human being. The Virgin Mary will carry him in her womb for 9 months from March 25th will be December 25th, Christmas. This is important. This is the reason why Jesus Christ calls himself the Son of Man. Today is the crowning of our glory. Today the ladder has been erected, and we now have the capability to climb it to the great heights of our Lord.